5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
We got to look at the top 25 games from Saturday in college football. How about the Buckeyes? Number two in the land as they improved to 7-0, 4-0 in the Big Ten by whacking Iowa 54-10. They put up 14 in the third, held Iowa scoreless, and duplicated that in the fourth. Same way, no points for the Hawkeyes as they get rolled by 44. They were laying 29. Stroud went off, four touchdowns, 286 yards. It was all going for the Buckeyes. Number three, Tennessee blew out Tennessee Martin 65-24. They put up 21 in the first, 31 in the second, and then they just let the pedal off easy the rest of the way against Martin. The Vols continue to impress. 5-0 at Neyland Stadium. What a game in Death Valley as Clemson had to rally to beat Syracuse 27-21. The Orange covered. They had their first loss handed to them. They're 6-1 and 3-1 in the ACC. I'll tell you what, though. They are tough. They are physical. I like everything about Dino Babers' team up at Cuse. They got involved in that game. They had a nice lead in that game. They were up 21-10 at one point over Dabo's boys, but Clemson rallies 17 points in the fourth quarter. They held Syracuse scoreless in the final quarter, and that was all she wrote. Alabama trounced Mississippi State, and they covered the 21. They won 30-6 at Bryan Denny in Tuscaloosa. The Tide are now 7-1, 4-1 in the SEC. Young threw for two touchdowns and 249 yards for Bama. What a game in Baton Rouge at Tiger Stadium as LSU spanked Ole Miss and handed the Rebels their first loss. They're 7-1 now, 3-1 in the SEC. Look who's 4-1 in the SEC. The Bayou Bengals. LSU now 6-2 overall. Bryan Kelly doing a good job overall at LSU in his first season. How about Daniels, their quarterback, 121 yards rushing and three rushing touchdowns for LSU. What a game in Fort Worth. As number 8 TCU got by number 17 Kansas State 38-28. They were losing big. 28-17 at the half, and then they held Kansas State scoreless in the second half. The Frogs scored 14 in the third, 7 more in the fourth, and win it by 10. They're 4-0 in the Big 12, Kansas State's first conference loss right there. Duggan threw for three touchdowns for TCU, and Miller, their running back, ran for 153 yards and two touchdowns. How about the Oregon Ducks? Number 10 And they took on UCLA, number 9 at Outzen and Eugene, and the Ducks rolled 45-30. They put up 28 points in the second quarter. How about Bo Nix? 5 touchdown passes for Oregon. Charbonnet ran for 151 yards and a touchdown for the Bruins. Their first loss, they're 3-1 in the Pac-12. The Ducks are 4-0 in conference play. Texas went to Boone Pickens in Stillwater and lost to the Cowboys. Oklahoma State rallies and wins it 41-34. Sanders threw for 391 and 2 touchdowns. He's a badass. How about Robinson, the running back for the Longhorns, 140 yards and a touchdown. They got it done with a big fourth quarter. They outscored the Longhorns 14-0 in the final stanza. Boston College went to Winston-Salem and got lit up by Wake Forest. The Deacons are 6-1. Sam Hartman, 313 yards and 5 TDs. I think he's the best pro-ready quarterback in college football. 43-15, they roll, get it done. They're 2-1 in the ACC. Meanwhile, BC now 1-4 in the ACC, 2-5 overall. Well, I told you Penn State was going to have their way with a whiteout at Happy Valley under the lights. 16th-ranked Nittany Lions crush Minnesota 45-17. So are the Gophers posers? They lose every big game they play. They're 4-3 and 1-3 in the Big Ten. Penn State now 6-1 and 3-1 in conference play. Clifford's been maligned, but he threw for 4 touchdown passes against the Gophers. What a game at Gerald Ford down in Dallas as number 21 Cincinnati survives the late rally by SMU. 29-27 Bearcats. The Stangs lost on a 2-point conversion that failed. They lose by 2. They were getting 3.5. They covered. Bryant threw for 200 yards for Cincinnati. The Bearcats are now 6-1 and 3-0 in the American. SMU falls to 3-4 and 1-2 in conference play. And how about Tulane? They're now 7-1 and 4-0 in the American. Down on Bourbon Street, they beat Memphis by 10, 38-28. The Wave running back Spears, 125 yards and a touchdown. How about this Wave team? And Memphis now 500. They're 4-4 and 2-3 in the American. Those were all the ranked plays. What about the unranked? The Fighting Irish got it done over UNLV at Notre Dame Stadium in South Bend. 44-21 Irish. They're 4-3 now and 2-2 in South Bend. They played in heavy winds in Waco as Baylor got by Kansas. The Jayhawks have lost 3 in a row now. They're 2-3 in the Big 12. Meanwhile, the Bears are 4-3 and 2-2 in conference play. 35-23. Baylor gets it done. The Kid Bean wasn't bad for Kansas. 232 yards and a touchdown. But how about Mr. Reese for Baylor? He ran for 186 yards and 2 touchdowns. Army beat Monroe 48-24 up at West Point. Rutgers got by Indiana and Piscataway 24-17. The Hoosiers, as usual, suck. They're 3-5 and 1-4 in the Big Ten. Rutgers 4-3 overall, but 1-3 in the Big Ten. Houston certainly playing better. They're on a roll right now. They're 4-3, 2-1 in the American. Navy falls to 2-5, 2-3 in the American as the Middies hosted the Cougs and got spanked by 18-38-20 Houston. Kent State survived Akron 33-27. The Zips covered the 15.5, though. How about Duke? They went to Miami at Hard Rock and lit up the Canes 45-21. All kinds of quitters on the Canes. Mario Cristobal said, if you're not going to play hard, get the F out of Coral Gables. We don't want you. Buffalo upset Toledo, getting 7 at home, 34-27. Buffalo 4-0 in the MAC. Toledo falls to 3-1 in conference play. Bowling Green beat Central Michigan. They beat the Chips on the road, 34-18. Eastern Michigan won in Muncie over Ball State, 20-16. Eastern Michigan out 5-3. Ball State 4-4. They're both 2-2 in the MAC. Ohio at home in Athens over Northern Illinois. I hit this puppy getting 3. They won it 24-17. The Bobcats are 3-1 in MACtion play. Texas Tech put a beating on West Virginia in Lubbock. 48-10 was the final. Tech now 2-2 in the Big 12, 4-3 overall. The Mountaineers fell to 3-4 and 1-3 in the Big 12. Rice, they only win 42-41 on the road at Louisiana Tech, and they beat them in overtime. The Owls are 4-3 and 2-1 in Conference USA. Liberty upset BYU, if you want to call it that. Liberty 7-1 and 4-0 at home. 41-14 all over the Cougars. How embarrassing. BYU now 4-4. Purdue lost at Wisconsin 35-24. Northwestern gave Maryland a game in College Park, but the Terps won it 31-24. They're 6-2 now. Western Michigan beat Miami of Ohio on the road in Oxford 16-10. Marshall upset James Madison 26-12 on the road. Georgia Southern went on the road and beat Old D in Lynchburg 28-23. Florida International with an upset, if you want to call it that, at Charlotte. They killed him 34-15. Texas San Antonio 31-27 over North Texas. The Roadrunners are 4-0 in Conference USA. Missouri barely got by Vanderbilt, 17-14. Frankly, they both suck. How about Stanford? I hate Stanford. I'm done betting on them or against them. I'm finished with it. They win by 1 over Arizona State. Too bad they were laying 2. Colorado State beat Hawaii. They didn't cover, 17-13. They both suck. Utah beat FAU 24-21 in a good one. Down at the Sun Bowl, Louisiana easy over Arkansas State 38-18. Southern Miss, how about this game? Texas State threw a 75-yard bomb with a minute left to take the lead 14-13 over Southern Miss. They got the ball back with 33 seconds on 4th-and-5, threw a 55-yard bomb to win it 20-14, Southern Miss. And I had them -2 with the sweet cover. Fresno State all over New Mexico 41-9. How about the Bulldogs? Boise State rolled into Colorado Springs and beat Air Force 19-14. A&M lost at South Carolina 30-24. How about the Gamecocks 5-2? East Carolina beat UCF 34-13. Oregon State 42-9 all over the Buffs of Colorado. Wyoming handled their business 28-14 over Utah State in Laramie. Louisville scored 17 in the fourth to beat Pitt 24-10. They're both 4-3. Washington won at Cal. Too bad they were laying 7 and a hook. They won by 7, 28-21. The Huskies and Mr. Penix, who threw for 374 yards and 2 TDs, are now 6-2 and 3-2 in the Pac-12. And San Diego State won in Tahoe against Nevada. They beat the Wolfpack 23-7. You gotta love it when you're watching college football. And Pharrell's hitting all kinds of plays. You can get them all at PharrellOnABench.com. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.